Hey there. In 2018, my local chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Western New York sent me to a soul shop for church leaders training in Buffalo. The goal of the training was to help communities, churches, and individuals impacted by suicide. Since 2018, I have attended two other Soul Shop for Leaders workshops. This spring, I've been invited to become a trainer for Soul Shop. With the help of HSP listeners, I'll be attending this training in Little Rock, Arkansas at the end of April. With the help of this training, I'll be able to offer workshops for church leaders and youth workers to support efforts of suicide prevention and to help churches and individuals impacted by suicide. To contribute to the expenses of this training, go to www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. For more information on the Soul Shop Movement, go to www.soulshopmovement.org. Thank you for your help in this important work in the church and the world. And if you contribute, please make a note that this is for Soul Shop training. Thank you for being a partner in faith-based suicide prevention to equip faith community leaders and congregations to minister to those impacted by suicide. Welcome to Holy Shenanigans. I'm your muse, Tara Lamont Eastman, a poet, a pastor, and a podcaster. In the HSP neighborhood, we encourage the spiritual practice of looking and listening for the sacred in everyday life. This is what we call Holy Shenanigans. The season of Advent, of waiting for Christmas, is here, and all month long we're sharing stories to help point us to hope, peace, joy, and love. Thank you for joining us for week 4 of Advent as we boldly proclaim, even in the midst of our questions, love is with us. On this last week of Advent, our attention is called to the word love. If you've listened to HSP this year, you know I've been asking guests 3.5 questions all year about love. As I ponder what this word love means in this last week of Advent, here's a bit more about the backstory of where the 3.5 questions about love began. The week after Christmas, I was on Sabbath, following the busy season of Advent and Christmas Eve. But I was getting ready for a new year of sharing the podcast and looking for some space and time to ponder how to do so. I put on my running shoes and asked this question. What questions do I need to ask and answer in the new year? By the end of the run, I knew what questions I wanted to ask. What do you love about being you? Who do you love? Tell a story about it. What do you love to do? And the half question, what advice or blessing of love would you give to the world? How might you answer these questions? These questions. These are ones that I'll return to in a moment. But this week's Bible story is one I think will give us some needed perspective on love and living into and my never-ending questions about what love really is. Matthew 1:18-25 tells the familiar story of the birth of the Christ child, Jesus. Mary and Joseph are at the center of this story of a mysterious pregnancy by the Holy Spirit. This was a problematic mystery indeed, because in Mary's time, if a woman was found to be with child before her wedding, she would be cast out of her community, or worse. Joseph, wanting to protect her, plans to dismiss her quietly. But the angel of God comes to Joseph in a dream to say, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, God with us. Joseph wakes from the dream and, because of love, takes the more challenging path. He marries Mary, doing what the angel directs him to do. Joseph takes a personal risk for love. Joseph, even with questions, follows Mary's brave lead. She had said yes to God's ask to bear Christ's child. And they together, in the midst of all of their questions about how all this would work out, agree to partner with God in the promise of a child that would be Emmanuel, meaning God with us. On the word of an angel, on the word of Mary, this couple says yes to God's request to deliver the promise of God with us, love with us, into the world. In their actions, they worked to answer the question that the world needed to know. Where in the world is there love, real love? The answer, love is here among us. In this account from Matthew, I learn that in the Christ child, love is with us. In the questions of this whole year of interviews here at HSP, I hear the same message over and over again. Love is with you. Can you see it? Do you hear it? Are you going to help grow it? There it is. Love is with you. Remember how I told you I tossed on my shoes and my running duds to ponder the scripture of the week and ask, what questions do I need to ask and answer? In the cold air and the sound of my feet making crunching sounds in the snow, the questions came to me. What do you love about being you? Who do you love? Tell a story about it. What do you love to do? And then the half question, what advice or blessing of love would you share with the world? But on that day, on that run, I doubted these questions. Would these questions help people see and hear, much like the lives of Joseph and Mary, that we are co-collaborators in the work of making love with us a reality? Would the practice of asking these questions of who, what, and why they love help us be more aware of the promise and the call that love is with us? Would asking 3.5 questions about love make a difference? The realist or skeptic in me thought about the news for a few moments and the overwhelming feeling of those messages that challenge the proclamation that love is with us. What in the world would 3.5 questions do with this obvious tension between love and hate, joy and despair, questions and answers? This conflict between love and hate is a reality of life. But in the midst of my lived experiences of this conflict, I still was compelled to ask these 3.5 questions about love all year long. For me this year, asking questions about love helped me to see and hear that in the midst of all the complicated and ugly things of life, love is with us. Mary and Joseph took a risk to affirm and bring the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, into the world. I have, in my many questions about love, helped, I hope, to do the same. This hope brings me to a question for you. How in this week of Advent for love might the holy shenanigans of God be calling you to hear, see, and know that love is with you? By now, I'm sure you've heard me share this poem about living into the questions from Rilke. It's a piece of prose that has been a lifelong friend to a questioning soul like me. It helps me in the in-between tensions between life experience of hatred and love to hold on to the promise that love is with us. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart and try to live the questions themselves like locked rooms, and like books that are now written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers, which cannot be given to you, because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. I am your Holy Shenanigans Muse, Tara Lamont Eastman. Thank you for joining us this month for Holy Shenanigans that surprise, encourage, redirect, and turn life upside down, all in the name of love. This is an unpredictable Advent adventure that is always sacred, but never stuffy. Thanks to Ian Eastman for sound editing, and to HSP listeners for supporting our work with this podcast by way of www.buymeacoffee.com/Tara L. Eastman. Yes, even after a year of asking questions about love, I still have questions about love, what it is, and how I can see more of it in the world. But this Advent, and hopefully in the days of Christmas to come, I will keep on asking questions and seeking ways to fulfill the calling that love is with us. Will you join me and Mary and Joseph and the Christ child in asking this question? On the fourth week of Advent, let's live into the questions in order to better learn and proclaim all the ways love is with us. In all the things, love is with us. Hey there, friends of Holy Shenanigans Podcast. I'm thrilled to share that I'll be recording live from the Wild Goose Festival this July 11 through 14. Wild Goose Festival is a transformational community grounded in faith-inspired social justice. It's a one-of-a-kind gathering that brings together activists, artists, and seekers from all walks of life to explore justice in art, spirituality, and community. The festival will take place at Van Hoy Farms in Union Grove, North Carolina, and I'd love for you to join me there. From engaging workshops to inspired panels and interactive experiences, Wild Goose has something for everyone. So mark your calendars and let's be part of this incredible community that is committed to making a positive impact in the world. For more information, visit www.wildgoosefestival.org. As one of my followers, use a discount code A-TLE24. That's A-TLE24. And you'll get $50 off the price of an adult weekend ticket. We will see you there at the Wild Goose Festival to connect, to build community, and to work for social justice.